and when wet, formed a pea soup that would be flung up in sheets by passing carriages. This soup was temporarily cleared up by mud carts, into which men in thigh boots, oilskins, and southwesters ladled the muck, which, each day, would return. By 1900, there were 11,000 single-horse hansom cabs in London and thousands of horse-drawn buses, each of which needed 12 horses a day. Transport in the city needed a total of 50,000 horses. On top of that, there were the horse-drawn deliveries. Horses eject between 15 and 30 pounds of excrement a day. 50,000 horses would thus deposit over 500 tons daily. In 1894, the Times suggested that by 1930, every street in the city would be covered by 9 feet of horse excrement. By the same date, it was estimated that Manhattan, with 130,000 horses working daily, would be covered up to the level of third-story windows. Also, equine traffic jams could be as bad as anything achieved by cars. In 1838, a journalist, Edward Colloff, described a bewildering variety.